step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Mo, and you are listening to Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll Radio, a weekly podcast dedicated to sex, dating, and relationships that are outside of the box, non-normative, and designed to inspire you to live more authentically and by your own rules. By breaking down myths and looking at social constructs, my goal is to inspire you to have a better, safer, more informed sex, dating, and love life. No rock unturned. Now that is rock and roll.
Hey there, this is Genoa. And I'm Mo, and we're having the Sex Talk. So today on the Sex Talk, I want to talk about an issue that Genoa brought up earlier, and it is, how do you get over someone?
Okay, so my experience, I had a really bad breakup. I was brokenhearted, and like my heart was ripped out. I was in intense emotional pain, and it just felt like it was going to last forever, and I was trying to get over it. And I was so desperate, I remember typing into Google, like, how to get over someone. And I thought, well, there's probably a lot of other people out there that have been in that situation and are looking for legitimate help of how to get through this painful time.
Painful.
And one thing I remember from that experience is finding people online selling bullshit ebooks. It was clear that they were trying to make a buck off of my pain. And
capitalizing on your vulnerability at that time.
Absolutely. And I didn't buy them because I was like, oh, you guys suck. I can't believe it. But I know there's probably people out there who get sucked into that because you're in a lot of pain. And mm-hmm. It's a very universal thing, and we've all experienced it. So I wanted to talk about it here for free.
The truth of the matter is it's hard to get over someone.
Yeah.
And the only thing that really helps heal something is time.
There
are, I've heard so many different theories. There's this one theory that if you've been together with someone, it'll take you half that time to get over it.
That's a pretty popular theory, and I think it's kind of true
it's
for a
true.
Lot of people. I'm not saying you're not out and you're not dating, but there's like something inside you that's still trying to process, and then suddenly, poof, you're okay.
You have muscle memory. Your muscle memory holds on to the patterns that you create in that relationship.
Well, people out there who are in the middle of a breakup and are feeling brokenhearted, there are some things you can do to help. I think the most important thing is to reach out to your friends,
support
your support system, your family and friends, and instead of texting that person, text your best friend. Make an arrangement with one of your really close friends or family members that says, when I want to reach out to this person, I'm going to call you instead. And they're going to be your support.
Taking really good care of yourself is also good, like getting healthy, working out, eating really good, getting a haircut.
Looking cute.
Taking time to make yourself feel good about yourself. Go out and buy sexy clothes, sexy lingerie, a new outfit. Really focusing on making yourself feel good inside and out.
Right.
Because a self-esteem boost on the outside can obviously help you on the inside.
No, and like exercise the endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
When you can do that, start seeing people. You know, Mo has a saying.
Well, I don't know if I didn't make the saying up, but the best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
And that can be true for some people. Sometimes you need a palate cleanser, so they say.
Yeah.
And you might feel like your body is owned by your ex and you had all this intimacy together.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need a reminder that your body is actually yours. It is your place of pleasure for you.
Sure.
And it might take having sex with someone else to help break that chain.
Or even just kissing someone else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be anything serious. It doesn't mean you got to go out and kiss every single person or the
right.
first person that you see. But it definitely means, like, if the opportunity is there, maybe embrace it because it might actually help you get over the other person.
Yeah. And the thing I most want to say is that it will get better. It feels so hard right now. It feels like so much and so painful and so dark. But it will get better. I promise.
It does.
It
and
really
the
does.
Only thing that time. Heals is time.
Yeah.
And another thing, get involved with things that you really like.
That's right.
A lot of times
things
when we're
giving pleasure.
Yeah.
Outside.
A lot of times when we're in relationships, we sort of brush under the rug things that we're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people say, oh, I've always wanted to travel, or I've always wanted to take up surfing lessons, but my ex wouldn't let me. I wanted to
mm-hmm.
ride a motorcycle, but my ex wouldn't let me. This
yeah.
is a perfect opportunity for you to do all of those things that you weren't able to before.
That's right. That's right. What is there something that you didn't get fulfilled in your last relationship that would just give you personal fulfillment and give you a little bit of joy? Because the joys that we seek out in our life that are not part of sex or relationships, they give you endorphins and
mm-hmm.
serotonin,
mm-hmm.
and they can help switch your brain back onto a happy place. And that will help a lot, and I promise it gets better.
And it'll help you switch the focus.
Yeah, it
yeah.
gets better, though. That's the most important thing.
It does.
It
really
does,
and I think time and getting involved in other things and focusing
mm-hmm.
on yourself are the key.
And don't buy a cheesy ebook that's trying to take your money.
Just come listen to us right here
at
on
the Sex Talk.
The Sex Talk.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.